Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, and this is your FT News Briefing. We have a show chock full of economic policy. First, we're going to get a clearer picture of the UK's budget today, and China wants its economy to grow 5% this year. Plus, Argentina's president, Javier Milei, has grand plans for his country's economy, but is he popular enough to see them through? I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt is announcing the UK's budget today, and in it, he's going to lay out £10 billion in personal tax cuts. But some Conservative MPs will probably feel like these cuts don't go far enough because they want to convince voters their party can drag the UK out of recession. Labour has a nearly 30% lead over Tories in the polls ahead of this year's election. China's National People's Congress kicked off this week. It's the country's rubber stamp parliament, and people watch the annual meetings for clues about the direction of the economy.
These meetings really get the legislative agenda off to a start in China.
That's Joe Leahy, the FT's Beijing bureau chief. On Wednesday, the country's premier, Li Xiong, spoke about how to fix the country's major problems.
The key part is what's called the premier's work report, where he sets out the targets for the year. And the most important ones are the economic growth target and the fiscal deficit target and other things like unemployment and also, of course, the military spending target. So all of these things are laid out, and China being a planned economy, these are very important figures. And it basically sets the agenda for the rest of the year.
One of the main goals is its growth target, which the work report set at 5% this year.
This is still a very low figure compared to the past when China used to grow at much, much higher rates. But it's seen as ambitious because it's the same as last year when the economy was bouncing back off COVID. This year, there's no bounce back, if you like. This year, we need to have real growth off a higher base. So the government will have to work pretty hard to get that growth, given a lot of the headwinds that are facing China's economy. You know, we have a sort of property sector slowdown, consumer and investor confidence is low. So the government's going to have to battle a lot of these things to achieve that figure by the end of this year.
Investors were looking for some kind of sign that the Chinese government would be willing to juice the economy with more spending. They were hoping Beijing would boost its fiscal deficit target, which is basically an outline for how much debt the government is willing to take on.
Yeah, this year, the government set the same fiscal deficit target as last year, which is 3%. That disappointed some investors who are hoping for something a bit higher. But it also announced a special central government bond issue of 1 trillion renminbi, which is about 138 billion US dollars. So this special treasury issuance is actually a signal that the government is prepared to do a bit more on the fiscal front.
But growing the economy isn't the only thing China has its eye on.
Another notable thing that comes out of the work report is defense spending. And the government again has said that they'll expand defense spending by 7.2% this year, which is the same as last year. That's also a fairly important signal from the government that it's not letting down, despite some of its economic problems, it's not reducing defense spending. That remains a real priority. And it did talk about Taiwan this year, saying how reunification remains, you know, a top priority for the government.
Joe Leahy is the FT's Beijing bureau chief. Now, turning to another struggling economy, Argentina's president, Javier Milei, took office with a bold plan to save the country from, let's call a spade here, bonkers inflation. But 3 months into his presidency, Milei isn't getting much institutional support to see it through. The FT's Michael Stott recently sat down with the president to check in on how it's going. Hey, Michael.
Hello, Mark.
Okay, so tell me about your conversation with Milei. What was it like?
So we sat down in the Casa Rosada, the Argentine presidential palace in Buenos Aires.
Y le cuento que, bueno, su presidencia ha suscitado un enorme interés en el Financial Times.
And the president initially was perhaps a little tense.
O sea, ¿qué tipo de cosas te preguntan de Argentina? Así como...
And then relaxed as we started to talk more and became quite expansive, quite chatty, quite friendly.
Lo que para otros era imposible, yo lo estoy haciendo.
At the end, he revealed to us his passion for the Rolling Stones.
Me encanta la idea. De hecho, hablé con Cameron y me lo va a presentar a Mick Jagger.
And showed us a book that David Cameron, the British Foreign Secretary, had sent to him, which was a Rolling Stones book.
Okay, so it sounds like not your typical interview with a newly elected leader. And I guess that fits. So most people probably remember Javier Milei's campaign because he used to go to these massive rallies with a chainsaw, like a literal chainsaw, saying he was going to take a chainsaw to the Argentine state and cut spending. So I'm wondering, since he took office, Michael, has he? I mean, what kind of policies has he put in place since December?
Yes, Mark, that's right. He has. He's been as good as his word on this, and he's embarked on a radical program of austerity to try and heal Argentina's economy, which was in dire straits when he took power. He's halted new public works. He's frozen budgets. He's almost halved the number of government ministries, devalued the peso 54%. So he's been quite radical, and clearly that's caused some pain. So quite a lot of the adjustment that's happened so far has happened because pensions, for example, have not been uprated by inflation and government salaries have not been fully uprated by inflation. And when you've got inflation running as fast as it is at the moment, so for example, in January, prices went up by something like 20% in 1 month, then there's quite a lot of pain.
20% in 1 month is just really hard to wrap your head around when it comes to inflation. That's insane. Michael, what did he have to say about the pain his policies are causing?
So Milei is proud of being unconventional, and his election owed a lot to his skill on social media. He ran a very successful campaign on social media, presenting himself as the champion of the ordinary man, which went down very well. He's now doubling down on that in office and really believes, I think, that his ability to talk to the people directly, inspire them and rally them behind his program is going to be able to allow him to carry things through and allow him to sort of avoid having to seek too much support in Congress, where he's far short of a majority and has big problems in getting legislation passed. So far, it's holding up. I mean, his public support is still fairly close to where it was when he took office, sort of just over 50%. And the austerity hasn't bitten into that yet. The big question is whether it will as time goes on.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, public support is great and all, but he still has to work with Congress. What caused Milei's plans to fall apart?
Well, I think that there's a couple of big risks. One is that his economic stabilization plan doesn't succeed. So he's very dependent on getting inflation down quickly to show results. That's quite a risky proposition because you can be blown off course by any number of things. Then on the political side, of course, he's upsetting a lot of vested interests. He's attacking a lot of people, politicians, unions. And the risk for him is they all get together and they form a sort of ad hoc coalition and decide that they may disagree about certain things among themselves, but the one thing they all agree on is that they want to get rid of the president. The other thing he's tried to do is govern by decree, but Congress can overturn them, and they haven't yet voted to do so, but the risk for him is that that might happen too, and that would leave him essentially with no legislative achievements so far at all. So I think those are the two big risks he faces, one on the economy and one on the politics.
Michael Stott is the FT's Latin America editor. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Mark.
Before we go, the Prime Minister of Singapore is in the hot seat over a deal his country made with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is performing in Singapore. We negotiated an arrangement with her to come to Singapore and perform and to make Singapore her only stop in Southeast Asia.
Singapore's neighbors are not happy about it, but Lee Hsien Loong is telling them that they all need to shake it off.
I don't see that as being unfriendly. Sometimes one country makes a deal, sometimes another country does. And if that's what's needed to be done, not just to grow the economy, but also to bring in visitors and goodwill from all over the region, I don't see why not.
Swift's global tour has been a boon for economies all over the world, with many countries begging the superstar to play in their cities. So Singapore is willing to risk a little bad blood with its neighbors. You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com for free when you click the links in our show notes. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.